This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Dr. Dana Ray joins us for the next few Mondays. Dr. Ray, thank you. I hope you had a great Easter weekend.
I did, thank you. I mean, the weather, as you just stated, helped tremendously. So, yes, when you have beautiful weather and a long weekend, it does help.
Yeah, take advantage of it whenever you can. Let's talk, if we could. I know every Monday we talk about vaccines, we talk about COVID. I'd like to talk about mental health a little bit with you today. Charmaine has been so great to work with. We've got an entire series we've done with Crossing, more episodes to come. You can find those at nowdecatur.com. So much of this happens in such a vacuum, Dr. Ray, and people don't talk about it. People are embarrassed or ashamed to talk about it. It is so vitally important that you look after your loved ones, you watch for signs, you take care of your own mental health. Why is it still such a thing that we whisper about in our community and our society?
You know, I think we whisper about it because, again, there's so much stigma assigned to it, because we value people who are quote unquote strong. And that definition of strong means not showing any emotion, feeling your emotions, you know, suppressing your emotions, and being very stoic and quiet. And instead, what we need to do is celebrate individuals who are able to express their emotions in a healthy manner and allow them to do that.
And yet it just, I feel like we make maybe, you know, one step forward, two steps back, and it's been incredibly tough. Just personal stories as of late, we see that people aren't getting the help that they need. What is if someone's listening right now and they are having thoughts, or they're struggling and maybe they don't even know why, or they have a family member they're worried about, starting that conversation is so important. How do they do that?
Right. And so for someone who is locally in our community, they can contact Crossing Healthcare, and we are able to get them set up with a provider to talk about what's going on with their mental health. And, of course, there's also Heritage Behavioral Health, which also provides local services. Now, if someone is not interested in talking to someone locally because they're worried about someone finding out, you can just Google Mental Health Hope. Mental Health Helpline, and there is a number, 1-800-950-6264. Again, that's 1-800-950-6264, and you could end up being scheduled with someone to talk about your mental health concerns. But the biggest thing that I want people to understand is not to suffer in silence. Make sure that you talk to someone. What the pandemic has done is, because we are physically isolated from people, what we have decided to do, which I'm doing a play on words, is actually socially isolate. And we don't want people to socially isolate. During this time is when it is even more important for us to talk to individuals, to have that connection with individuals, so that we don't lose that grasp on our mental health.
Yeah, and if you think of pandemic as an accelerator, right, it's only inflaming, these problems and issues that we have as a society and making it worse. And then you get into the substance abuse and all the other categories. You can find all those videos, by the way. It's a very easy way for you to get a lot of information. They're all at nowdecatur.com. You can just click on mental wellness, and they're all there. Just don't be afraid to ask for help. But the ugly truth is, Dr. Ray, we don't have nearly the amount that we need of help if everyone was to step forward tomorrow and want to do this. If you talk to somebody who's having mental health issues or having suicidal ideation, whatever it might be, you can't go, well, yeah, here, you can see us in 3 months.
Right. And honestly, what the pandemic has done is showed us where our weaknesses are at. In the whole healthcare system, and our mental health is one of those that is gravely being underfunded, and not necessarily supported. Even if you have some of the best insurance, you still may not have the ability to see a mental health provider if you need to. And so, hopefully, what we're going to see moving forward is that there's going to be more resources put into mental health. Because if our mental health is lacking and is suffering, then it is going to end up resulting in poor physical health as well.
All right, let's go back to COVID, if we can, for a few minutes. I read an interesting piece about vaccine cheat days. You know, as we get closer and closer, people are starting to take more chances. Saw a 23-year-old NCAA tournament fan died after attending the tournament. Now they're doing back tracing on that. We cannot spike the football on the 20-yard line. We still have work to do before we get back to what feels like normal.
Right. And until we get more of our population vaccinated, we still need to do some of those safe practices. You know, the CDC did come out with some guidelines as far as what individuals who are fully vaccinated can do. And fully vaccinated means you have the one Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and it's 2 weeks after that first Johnson & Johnson vaccine, or it's 2 weeks after the second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. So there's some increased things that group of individuals can do, such as they can have small gatherings with individuals who are fully vaccinated in a home or private setting without masks. They're able to travel domestically or internationally, depending on the destination, and they're able to not have to worry about quarantining when traveling, again, if they're fully vaccinated, which is 2 weeks after the second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna, or 2 weeks after the one shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
All right, and I know we're still learning, but what do we know about the variants that are out there? What do we know? I know that there are a couple of those variants that have been discovered here in Illinois. Some believe it's impacting younger people more than the original. What do you know about that as we talk this Monday morning?
Well, when you look at now, which group of people haven't been vaccinated? So all the older individuals, hopefully most of the older individuals, I can't say all, hopefully most of the older individuals have been vaccinated, and so they have a degree of protection. It's the younger groups that haven't been vaccinated as of yet, and then that is also the group that is most resistant to receiving the vaccine. And so the whole point of the vaccine is, number one, to decrease deaths, and number two, to decrease hospitalizations. And what all of the vaccines have been able to do is to decrease deaths and decrease hospitalizations. And that's the whole reason why this pandemic has been so devastating, is because of those two factors. And so that's why part of my message to people is get vaccinated. What we're going to end up seeing, if you do end up getting COVID, it's not going to be possibly the death sentence that it has been for so many individuals, you know, across the world. And you're going to help protect other people in your family, especially the most vulnerable people, by getting vaccinated.
Dr. Ray, we appreciate you. Thank you very much for being with us today. Have a great day and keep up the great work that you're doing, along with all of your folks there at Crossing Healthcare. We are blessed to have them in this community.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.